Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, we're talking about comments recently made by Tish Cyrus regarding her divorce from Billy Ray Cyrus after nearly three decades of marriage. Tish shared that ending such a long relationship left her in shock mode because she had really never known adulthood outside of that marriage. And honestly, this is something that so many women experience after a long-term relationship ends. It raises important conversations about identity, fear of starting over, and how to emotionally move forward after divorce. I often get asked by clients, how do I even begin to rebuild my life when I've been in a marriage for most of my adult life? And that is a really big question. And I think that for women who are going through that, a lot of the work that then they do is figuring out who they are. What is their identity? And oftentimes they find that they're able to really reconnect to that through either coaching or therapy. I think that both are very helpful. They each have their own purpose, but it's a big concern. It is going to be a journey for really anyone going through a divorce and starting over. Many women ask me, what are some practical ways people can prepare themselves before making the decision to leave a long-term relationship? That is going to be different for everyone. I do think therapy is really important because if you can understand your role in a relationship and how you've responded, I think it's only going to help you. And I also think that the more you are able to discuss leaving and what your plans are afterwards with a therapist, that will also help you be prepared. But I do think practically you should really start journaling and documenting where you are and how you're feeling, what you're afraid of, because the act of physically writing those down on paper and removing that from your head and those fears and anxieties takes away some of their power over you. Clients also ask me, is it normal to experience conflicting emotions when a long-term relationship ends? And of course it is. It can, it was just really a horrible relationship that you felt as though you really suffered throughout. And there are probably some good parts. And in any time, I think we as humans are ending something, we tend to romanticize the good things and, you know, try to remember it in a little bit better light, because you don't want to think, oh my goodness, I spent the past 30 years just wasting my life or with a horrible person. So there are natural tendencies for our brain to remember some of the good things. And if there are, that's great. Again, write those down. That was a big part of your life. And there's always so much to learn from all of our own experiences that are only going to help you in the future. And, you know, often I talk with clients and women going through this, that divorce can be an opportunity for personal growth. And the question is, how can someone begin rebuilding confidence and motivation after feeling emotionally stuck for so long? Well, it's just one step at a time. You start by journaling, writing down your fears, writing down what, you know, feels good, what you are proud of, and getting connected to a coach or a therapist to guide you through that, and you'll make it out. That is for sure. I hope this discussion has been helpful for anyone navigating the emotional uncertainty that can come with divorce after a long-term marriage. Starting over can feel overwhelming, but it can also open the door to rediscovering yourself and building a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. For more on rebuilding confidence and finding your footing after divorce, go back and listen to episode 127, When to Leave a Marriage and How to Do It with Jessica Frew.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.